It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
Mickey?
For the emergency break of the week.
I'm quitting. I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It's kind of warm and it's the corner of the restaurant. I was thinking, Bob.
By a wheels-off comment.
We're playing the hot corner today.
Is it time for a ticker?
Or technical meltdown.
How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
Oh. Is this the Dunn Vegan Hotel?
Dallas 911. Do you need fire, police, or ambulance?
Whoa.
Oh, Dallas 911. I'm sorry. I definitely dialed the wrong number.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, let's do the tee box. Let's talk golf.
No.
Make a golf point, Rick.
I don't need to make a golf play. I just wasn't finished yet. That's all.
Well, how long do you need? You want to roll for some
here? What are you doing here, Bob? No, go ahead, guys. It's fine. Go ahead. Start driving.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake, uncomfortable moments like that. And I do believe this is kind of a sad moment, our final e-brake competition of 2012.
Aww.
What a year it's been. What a year for Johnny E-Brake,
well,
Craig Rosengarten.
Yeah, good year, but nobody beats Norm.
No.
Norm is one year with seven. Johnny E-Brake has got five.
It just seems like he's been up almost every week, though, Johnny E-Brake. Hang on, Craig. All right, candidate number one. This is pretty amazing audio here. This is during the crosstalk between Bad Radio and Hardline, also known as Why Today Doesn't Suck. And they're saying hello to the Hardline that's out and remote on this particular day. This is last Friday. Rhines, it's a good idea to know where you are before you try to tell Bad Radio where you are.
Let's put it this way. We're in a part of the world that we very rarely go to, yet most of the people out here so far look like us. Okay?
Whoa.
That would be Fireside Pie and Beer. No, that's not right.
Oh,
what is it? Stateside. Is that
what?
It?
Oh,
good God.
Stateroom?
Oh, he rarely goes there.
Stateside Pie and Beer.
Okay, Stateside.
He rarely goes there.
But you did great mentioning another pizza place in town.
I know. God.
Oh, man.
Did Ryan sound a little slurry at the beginning of that?
A little.
Are you accusing him of drinking?
No.
He really did sound like the old man, too.
Let's just say people around here look like
us. Let's just say that a lot of people are thinking in ways and terms that are similar to looking like us.
All right, one more time.
Let's put it this way. We're in a part of the world that we very rarely go to, yet most of the people out here so far look like us. Okay?
Whoa.
That would be Fireside Pie and Beer. No, that's not right. What is it?
No.
Oh, dear.
God.
So there's Mike Reiner up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two is one TC. He of the Ticket Top 10 fame at night.
Fame?
I would... semi-fame. I would think by now he would have a good handle on the technical setup up here, wouldn't you? I mean, even though he has a lot to do, as we've outlined before, he's got to post the top 10, do some tickers and all that.
Run the board, yeah.
Run the board.
Reminds me of Bugs Bunny when he would do the one-man band thing. Had a lot of stuff going on.
Got the big mallets in his ears that are playing a bass drum on his head.
I love that.
That was awesome.
There's a trombone involved in that
somewhere. All right, well, here's TC trying to be a one-man band.
Now on with a countdown on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, I'm T.C. Fleming, and over the next 2 hours, I hope to get you caught up on what we here on The Ticket thought about the weekend had by the Dallas Cowboys. That, of course, includes the unfortunate passing of Jerry Brown, as well as the win over Cincinnati.
Whoa, that's another fun time with the computer. Let's go to some commercials real quick and see what's going on, and if we can't get the top 10 are prepared for you up to date in here. So give me 1 second here.
Up to date in here.
Top 10-er?
This is Norm Hitzkus. Tomorrow, 10 to 12 on The Ticket.
Now on with a countdown on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, I'm T.C. Fleming, and over the next 2 hours, I hope to get you caught up on what we here on The Ticket thought about the weekend had by the Dallas...
makes it funnier. Yeah.
And you just know, despite all this calm sound here, there's panic going on.
But is there any urgency to
Hello there, friend. Oh, I am TC Fleming, and I will be your Willy Wonka on this tour.
Okay. See, he wanted to go with the Willy Wonka take instead of the original, that other one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, but even in the time of panic for TC, is there urgency? Ever?
How can there be? He's looking through those little slits of eyes that he has.
Whoa. That's ridiculous. No one asked me about that until now.
Not by the everyone way, is LHO.
By the way, take what Rich said and make a drop of that. There's a few applications that I think we can use that for.
Oh, man. All right, well, here is Dan McDowell hijacking a Sean Bass ticker.
Jerry Brown's family and Josh Brent are attending a private memorial service in town, and head coach Jason Garrett knows unity will help keep his team together through this tough time.
You know, I just think everybody kind of came together, and we got through this situation together. And I'll certainly never forget the response of everybody and how this situation was handled collectively throughout our football team.
Apparently that quote came from an El Phoenix. Pittsburgh Steelers come to town
Crack
Sunday.
Yourself up.
The Cowboys, sorry. Kind of did. Pittsburgh Steelers come to town Sunday. Cowboys get back on the practice field tomorrow.
All right, Dan, for some reason, played some Fiesta music there just for a very short clip. And then Sean went into a Fiesta joke series. So there you go. Your three candidates, Mike Reiner, one T.C. Fleming, or one Dan McDowell at 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for Rudy Cortinas' son-in-law, TC.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to make a responsible vote for TC Fleming.
All right. Off to a good start here. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Fake Rhines.
Fake Rhines.
Fake Rhines or I'll take Rhines?
I'll take Rhines. I'll take Rhines.
Man, three good votes in a row. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I'd like to vote for TC because it stands for the Christ.
Okay, we can interpret it that way. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
This is George John. We found Dr. Sam upstream of the fake river after spawning. His last words were, what about the eggs?
Started off all right, but yeah, fizzled. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to make a triple responsible vote. Myself, Joey Bennett, Dean Cifuentes are all voting for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Hambone, we poured Red Bull on the ground for you last night. Out.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Hollywood Whiteliner.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, people! This is a gingerbread latte, man! I guess you heard I'm unemployed since Obama got reelected! I'll vote for TC and off myself!
Okay.
You remember that commercial?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, people!
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I want to vote for TC's microfallacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a winner. I don't know if we can listen to that mess again.
No, we
maybe
can't
just the first part so we can hear that awkward phrase about the top tenor in here or something like that. Let's hear that just
now,
the first
on
part
the countdown on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, I'm T.C. Fleming, and over the next 2 hours, I hope to get you caught up on what we here on The Ticket thought about the weekend had by the Dallas Cowboys. That, of course, includes the unfortunate passing of Jerry Brown, as well as the win over Cincinnati.
Whoa, that's another fun time with the computer. Let's go to some commercials real quick and see what's going on, and if we can't get the top tenor prepared for you up to date in here. So give me 1 second here.
Diagram that
top
sentence.
Prepared up in here for you? I don't know.
Something like that.
How many is that for TC?
That's his fourth win. He ties Booby Arnett.
Okay, Booby. Well, congratulations to TC. It's 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.